Welcome to the Glacier Review. What's new, Glacier View? Life in our town. Whatever is new or news in Glacier View, plus a little bit more. Glacier View is located between mile 89 and 119 on the Glen Highway. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC Big Glacier Radio, 91.5 on your FM dial. We are rebroadcast from KVRF, Radio Free Palmer, making radio cool again. My name is Joseph Davis. Today's stardate is 10194. Again, today's stardate, 10194. And do you ever wonder why I talk about Pluto's perihelion? So, perihelion, I had to look it up. It means New Year's Day. It's when a planet passes around one point on the sun every year, one full revolution. So ours is on New Year's Day, January 1st. That's the Earth's perihelion. Well, when we go around 248 years, Pluto goes around once. So a Pluto perihelion in Earth terms is 248 years for one of ours. So why do I mention Pluto's perihelion or New Year's Day? How many days since Pluto's New Year? Well, we have a lot of calendars on this planet. We have lots of different people and culture and governments and all kinds of thinking on how to measure time and how to measure the year. Some of our calendars run by the sun only. Some of our calendars are a combination of the sun and the moon. So that's how we get the Jewish calendar or some Asian Oriental calendars. It's how we get the Islamic calendar, is a sun-moon combination. Generally speaking, the Western world, in the business terms, uses the one that we are used to in the United States. And that's based solely on the sun, with some caveats, like every 4 years we have leap day. And then every so often we have leap day once every century for something else. Anyway, lots of different ways of measuring time. We can measure it with atomic clocks that have nothing to do with the sun or the moon. So why Pluto? Pluto circles all the other planets. Pluto circles the moon. Pluto circles the sun. So in having Pluto as the yardstick, as the measuring tool for calendars, it combines, everybody can still have their calendar, keep all the Western calendar, Asian calendars, etc., but have one reference point. Now, you think, well, the sun calendar is pretty cool, and it is. A lot of cool about each of the calendars, but did you know that when we went from 1 BC, or BCE in new terms, to 1 AD, or what is it called? Before Common Era and Common Era, CE, that's the new AD and BC. There's no year zero. On the calendars, we went from minus one to plus one. Well, what about zero? Try counting backwards. Minus two, minus one, zero, one, two, but in, they goofed, they missed. They missed a whole year. They went from minus one BC to plus one BC. It's technically even our own sun calendar, therefore it's 2016 right now, were we to go strictly by sun calendar rules. So all calendars have funny little bits about them. So why not use Pluto to measure all? Well, that's my goal in life, is to establish the Pluto calendar. I call it stardate because it's a popular term and it's way better than Pluto date. Also, stardate refers to a star, and our sun is a star. Pluto goes around our sun, same as all the rest of the planets and moons. So why not call it stardate? Well, that's why today I'm announcing it's day 10,194 since Pluto's last New Year's Day. And that's my note on stardate today. A little bit more information about Pluto, perihelions, and Earth calendars. As for the Glacier View Community Council notebook, no news is no news. No council meetings, no news. Today's guest is the Summer Reading Program News. Summer Reading Program, the Sutton Public Library has a summer reading program every year. Wow, do those librarians really go all out and keep those kids reading all summer long? This directly affects returning to school. Kids who read all summer do better returning to school. So, August 10th is the last day of the summer reading program at Sutton Public Library. At 5:30 is the potluck dinner at the Sutton Public Library, the grand finale. And then there's all kinds of cool things going on at the Sutton Public Library for the summer reading program finale. In fact, it is so cold. How cool is the events at Sutton Public Library on August 10th, starting at 5:30? I'll tell you how cool. -346 degrees Fahrenheit cool. That's about 63 to 72.2 degrees Kelvin. How can that be? How can it be so cold? It's the weird world of cool. Yes, yours truly, Joseph Davis, will be there with 5 liters of liquid nitrogen and liquid nitrogen fun. Joining me will be Anchorage's Zal Parakh. Now, you've heard of the MRI machine in hospitals and clinics. People go in and get an MRI. Where did the MRI come from? Ask Zal Parakh. He is a cryogenic engineer. He was one of the students studying under the professor who invented the MRI. And I can't say he had a great deal to do with it, but he had some of his work was with the professor in inventing the MRI. So we could thank Zal Parakh for his little role in the MRI. He'll be there assisting me, and we're going to do liquid nitrogen fun. Do you remember the date? August 10th. Got it. 5:30? Got it. Sutton Public Library. How cold is liquid nitrogen? Under normal atmospheric pressure, nitrogen can exist as a liquid between temperatures of 63 degrees Kelvin and 77.2, which is -346 to -322 degrees. Whew, that is cold. After it gets to 320.44 degrees Fahrenheit, it boils and becomes a gas. Since it is obtained from the atmosphere, liquid nitrogen is inexpensive and rarely refrigerated. It is kept in insulated containers called Delwars. I'll be picking one up soon. And it's allowed to boil away. So, since it is boiling, most of the liquid nitrogen used in laboratories and cryogenics shows it is at a temperature of 77.2 degrees Kelvin. Liquid nitrogen looks like boiling water. Whew. So what are we going to do with this? Well, we're going to do all kinds of fun demonstrations of how cold is cold and the weird world of cold. And then we're going to end up with, you guessed it, we're going to make vanilla ice cream with liquid nitrogen. And then you get to eat it. Now, that'll be the coolest ice cream you've ever had in your life. So, come to the Sutton Public Library. Learn about nitrogen, which is chemical element N, atomic number 7, first discovered and isolated by Scottish physician Daniel Rutherford in 1772. Now, there were some others that came up with it about the same time, but he published first, so he gets to name it, calls it nitrogen. All right. It is the lightest member of group 15 on the periodic table and comes from the Greek word to choke. Why? Because nitrogen is not oxygen. You can choke if you were in a room of only nitrogen. Well, right now, The room you're in is about 79% nitrogen. It's also the fourth most common element in our bodies. So nitrogen's everywhere in amino acids, in fertilizers, everywhere. So hooray for nitrogen, and come to the Sutton Public Library August 10th for the Great Weird World of Cold at the Summer Reading Program Grand Finale. Hats off to a spectacular summer. The librarians really work hard, and the kids are that much better for and happier for the summer reading program. Okay, we'll have a quick station break, and then the rest of the program is music because it's summertime. The Glacier Review program is brought to you on KGVC radio station, Big Glacier Radio, rebroadcast from KVRF, Big Cabbage Radio. We are a member-supported community station with members like you. Join Radio Free Palmer, where we build, inform, and celebrate community through local radio. Be a part of your own local radio station. Have an idea for your own program? Let's talk. Stream us live over the internet on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Visit RadioFreePalmer.org for details to become a member today. You can also visit us on our Facebook page, Radio Free Palmer. Listen to us from Lion's Head in Glacier View all the way through Chickaloon, Sutton, Palmer, the Butte, and Wasilla. We are broadcasting in Palmer at 89.7, Sutton at 89.5, and in Glacier View at 91.5 on your FM dial, making radio cool again. Well, that's a great station break, but wait, there's more. Hey, every year, your member-supported radio station, Radio Free Palmer, your community radio station, has a fall fundraiser. And we're going to have one soon, fast upon us, here at Radio Free Palmer. You know where we have the music night downtown. We have a silent auction. We might have even a little bit of a live auction this time. Well, this means it's your chance to donate to Radio Free Palmer. First off, you can donate services or an item for the silent auction. So, you like Radio Free Palmer, want to help us out, bring something by the station right next to Fireside Bookstore, right downtown. Have a service. Maybe you have a service in town. You are a hairdresser. You have a coffee shop or something. You can donate that too. We'd love to have it at our silent and live auction soon. So, drop it off at Radio Free Palmer. Need help with transport? Call us. We'll come get it. All right. Annual fall fundraiser. We need your help. Also, look for news when we start to advertise the event. It'll be coming up soon. Okay, that's the end of the station break. My name is Joseph Davis, and now we're going to have some music.
We got the Coca-Cola bottle, shape, shape, shape. We got the sugar, do you wanna taste, taste, taste? We take it all around the globe, baby, everywhere we go. Make it hot when mama ride it, shake, shake, shake. Like, oh, you know they want it, ah, and they lay, oh, you know we got it, ah. Smile, we say, soy Latina, baby, soy Latina, baby. Okay, let's party, say, oh, soy Latina, y la noche we owe it, baby. Okay,
JGTV, una buena name, tu forum again, tu know what way. La noche es de nosotros y hoy venimos a celebrar. La fiesta apenas comienza y la gente invita. No le eche la culpa a Ina, que ella solo vino a bailar. Chica femenina, la combinación mundial.
Soy latina, baby, soy.
That was the Cola song from the album Electro World Best Songs of Actual Dance Electro Pop Music. Okay, the name is too long, but the song is Cola Song. Okay, from the same album, that is Sun Is Up. First Cola song, and then Sun Is Up again from the Electro World. Best songs of actual dance electro pop music. Well, we have music this program. Here's our next song.
Goodbye, Joe. Me gotta go. Me oh my. Me gotta go. Polo P. Road down Dubai. My Yvonne, sweetest one, me or Maya. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Pig guitar, fill through jaw, and be yelled. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Come to see Yvonne by the dozen. Dressed in style, go hog wild and be yelled. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou. Jambalaya, crawfish pie, filet gumbo. Cause tonight I'm gonna see my machete mio. Pig guitar, fill through jaw, and be yelled. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bayou.
And of course, that's Fats Domino with Jukebox 20 Greatest Hits Jambalaya on the Bayou. Of course, the great Fats Domino.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Got my mind set on you.
But it's gonna take money. Gonna take time, whole lot of precious time. It's gonna take patience and time, to do it, 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 to do it right, child. I got my mind set on you.
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 And this time I know it's real, the feeling that I feel. I know if I put my mind to it, I know that I really can do it. I got my mind set on you.
Set on you.
I got my mind set on you.
Set on you.
But it's gonna take money. We'll be right back.
patience and time.
George Harrison, Yippers, Cloud Nine is the album. George Harrison, Cloud Nine, Got My Mind Set on You, another iconic George Harrison song. The album, Cloud Nine, song, Got My Mind Set on You.
Hold on, hold on. Hey, you got a girl who really loves you.
Got a girl who really cares.
She'll do anything you ask her to. But you treat her wrong, you just string her along. I know one thing for sure, if I were you, I would hold on, hold on, hold on tight, and make the whole world know she's mine. I would hold on, hold on, on my mind. A love like hers is very hard to find. Does her best to make you happy.
She always does her very best.
You do your best to make her blue. Buddy, you got it made, but you drop the gold. She's always there each time you need her.
Each time you need her, she is there.
She gives her love so willingly. But you just don't care. You know that she'll be there. How I wish she felt that way about me. I would hold on, hold on, hold on tight, and make the whole world know she's mine. I would. Hold on, hold on.
That's the Herman's Hermits with Hold On. That's the end of our program. If you have something to donate for our silent auction, bring it by or give us a call. This is Joseph Davis with the Glacier Review.